When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, Harry Belafonte passed away, but he left us.
Oh, when the saints go marching in.
You take it, Daniel. What is this?
Oh, when the saints go marching in?
That's it.
I'm not sure, but.
Let's listen.
Little number when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
What a pleasing voice. Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Gosh, he was in his 90s. I think he was born in 27, something like that. So, and then we lost, who was the, oh, come on. The television guy. Oh, let me look.
Oh, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes. We're losing too many of our fabric of our existence. You're young. You have lots to go.
I remember watching Springer in high school.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, who is this, Joey Pals, you ask? This voice belongs to Daniel Meyer from...
Palm Springs International Airport.
Well, I've been saying in your spot that you want public input because of all the money you have to spend.
Well, I don't know if it's quite because of that. Money we hope to get.
Right.
But yes, we are working on a master plan update. We have a special website just for the public to get information and to find out about public meetings, to provide input. And the web address is Palm Springs Airport masterplan.com.
Just like it sounds.
Yep. Kind of long, but PalmSpringsAirportMasterPlan.com, so the public can get all kinds of information about what's going on, the master plan update process, what kind of information we look for, how they can participate and help guide the future, the next 20 years of Palm Springs International Airport.
And you always anticipate growth. You don't ever say, well, airplane travel's getting nasty, people are doing bad things. You always plan the positive.
I mean, you kind of have to. I mean, there's of course there's times when you have, you know, less traffic than previous years, like COVID, for instance.
Oh, hello.
But overall, decade after decade, I mean, air travel just keeps increasing. I mean, the population of the planet keeps increasing, so naturally there's just more people. So, yeah, you have to plan ahead to be able to accommodate what, you know, passenger traffic may be like, how many flights you're going to have, what kind of aircraft we may have in 20 years. I mean, we have electric or hydrogen fuel or...
Whoa, you hinted at that before. Yeah. You want to run that around the room again? Electric aircraft.
Yeah, there's actually electric aircraft.
You said United was...
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're in development. United has a contract. I forget the company, but to purchase those. And those would be short-range aircraft, something like, you know, here to, like, say, Vegas or, you know, L.A. to start. They wouldn't be, like, cross-country capable.
You know, when Tyler and I flew to Abu Dhabi, it was 16 hours on Emirates. Mm-hmm. Wonderful airline.
I've never flown them. I've heard
wonderful things. Oh, man. Where's all that gas? Are you sure they had enough? I'm in there, allow your 12 hours, 13 hours, 14 hours, and I'm thinking, is this plane getting tired?
The wings are full of fuel.
They are.
Yeah, the tanks are actually, so the wings where they come in, the tanks are like underneath that area, and then out through the wings is where the fuel tanks are, right in the middle of the plane.
Where's the beef? Yeah. Golly's. I mean, I just recently re-saw Spirit of St. Louis on Turner Classic Movies, Jimmy Stewart's movie. And you look at him, it took him 33 hours or something to fly from New York to Paris. And we went 5,000 miles and in this huge airplane that is, an Airbus is too heavy to get off the ground. I don't care what they tell. Isn't it amazing?
It never ceases to amaze
me. Never ceases to amaze me. I agree.
Yeah, and just like the technological leaps we've taken in the last, you know, 50 years just in everything.
And now you're saying electric airplanes may be a possibility. Do you have gasoline? You fuel planes. Where's all the gasoline over at your airport? Under the ground?
Yes, there's storage tanks. Our signature flight support and Atlantic Aviation, they're two fixed base operators. They provide the fueling for aircraft at the airport, so they have tanks and storage. I'm not sure if it's underground or if it's above ground, but they have their own storage tanks for jet fuel.
Do all airlines use the same fuel?
So it depends on the plane. Some planes use avgas, which is like your smaller planes, like say a little Cessna, and then jets run on what's called like Jet A.
Jet A.
Which is pretty much just kerosene.
So it's not like gasoline we have.
No, it's fuel, so it powers a vehicle kind of the same manner, but it's a different, the way it's refined and blended, it's a little bit different.
But a 727 uses the same gas as a 787.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if they're jet engine, they use Jet A.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Yeah.
How much is gas a gallon? Do you go by gallons?
I don't really track that, but I was just guess. I talked to Allegiant last week, and they were telling me around $5 a gallon, I think.
$5?
$4.50 to $5. and thinking how many thousands of gallons they burn. Just
I don't care. It's cheaper than I'm paying at the pump.
Well, but when you're putting, you know,
don't want to put
thousands
kerosene.
Of gallons onto one aircraft versus maybe 15 gallons in your car.
I love what you know. Okay, but what did you bring us to tell us?
Oh, my gosh. So we have the master plan we talked about. Yes. We've got a new website we're going to launch in July with our new logo and look.
Newer than Palm Springs Airport masterplan.org.
.com, not .org. Yeah, so that excuse one me. That one's specifically for the master plan update.
And that's up now.
Yes, it's currently up right now.
So another new website.
The one we're rebuilding is our current website for the airport. We're rebuilding a new one for it, and that's the one at flypsp.com.
I love that.
So a whole new look and feel in July with a new logo launch, a new website, all kinds of fun stuff. We have to get some new features on there. One of the features we're looking at is checkpoint wait time, so you can check the website and see.
Checkpoint wait time. I know what that means.
Yeah, the TSA checkpoint, so you can see like, oh, hey, it's an hour wait. I better get there now. Or maybe, oh, checkpoints only take 5 minutes to get through, so it kind of helps people plan ahead. And
super. And you can do that on your phone.
Well, when we launch it, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, when we launch
it. Get the app.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not building an app. We're building a responsive website. So whether you go to it on a desktop or your phone, it'll adapt the website for whatever device you're using to look at it. And the wait times, like, when it starts, it'll take some time to gather data on it. But you'll be able to look after it's been up for a while and it has enough data into the checkpoint wait time. You'll be able to look in history and be like, okay, on a Tuesday at 9:30 in the morning, it's typically a 15-minute wait or something like that. But it has to have time to build that information so it can actually have historical reference.
It's not artificial intelligence, though.
No. I'm
so scared of that.
It's input by TSA themselves. Their staff input it, yeah.
I don't really understand artificial intelligence, but I'm worried.
We probably should be.
Yeah, I know.
What was it, Skynet, that movie back in the 90s?
Yes.
Or was it the 80s? I forget.
Your plane today is being piloted by artificial pilot Trevor Schaefer. Let me off.
It's a remote job.
Yeah.
Your pilot's based in Denver, but you're flying over to
Yes. we know that pilots put their jets on autopilot while we're crossing the pond. And
just like cruise control when we're driving, you know?
I don't know. I loved the flight I had. Emmer is just beautiful. You know, I'm sure you know all this, but it was educational. Tyler got up and was talking to the flight attendants, and they told him there were actually three stories.
Yeah.
Above us was the, I don't know, Polaris or the Razzle Dazzle class with the reclining beds and everything. We were in the business and coach middle level. And underneath us were bedrooms for the crew.
Were you on an A380?
An Airbus, yes.
Airbus, if you're A380, you can actually, like, there's four, because then there's like, you got your baggage.
Oh, I forgot that.
Crew restrooms, and then you have two levels for passengers. So it's kind of like a four-story airplane, I guess.
So now it'll never get off the ground. That's it. That's it. And I always thought flying on an Airbus sounded like it needed to go into the next gear. It's like we're up to the next gear shift, you know. But this plane, we went over the pole. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, because you fly north going around that way. So, like, people think of it going east to west because the way you look at a map, but really,
going from here to the
Middle East, it's easier going north across North Pole and back down is the shortest route.
And that was 16 hours. I watched 10 movies. I loved it. Great sound system. Tyler made me watch the new Top Gun. Now, you know.
Did you love it?
Well, I was very afraid because I have, you know, I have that F-15 pilot in my life, and I didn't think I could watch it. He assured me no one died. No one crashed.
Good.
And I loved it. I'm sitting there yelling, yes, go, yes. And Tyler's, Mom, everybody's sleeping. But coming home, east to west, I got hit with recalcitrant jet lag disorder, which nobody even ever heard of.
I don't think I've heard of jet lag, but of course that. What's that?
Well, I had to have something no one had ever had.
Which is?
I slept 22 hours a day. I became a cat.
Oh.
I was a kitty cat. I lost my voice, didn't I, Rick?
Yes.
I didn't get grumpy. I didn't eat for 4 or 5 days.
Oh, my God.
I slept.
I've had jet lag, but not like that.
Of course, I've flown my whole life that far or longer. But I just wanted to share with you that we have something new.
There's
now
a whole new form of jet lag.
Recalcitrant means you can't get rid of it.
Okay.
Jet lag.
How'd you finally get rid of it?
Time. Actually, I'm just about over it. I had a little vertigo at the tail end of all that. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So I called Trevor, and I said, you deal with this every day, and I thought I did too. But he had just flown back and forth to Hong Kong in the 787-9. He said his secret, because he's only gone 2 or 3 days. Tyler and I were gone 10. Big difference. Mm-hmm. But he tries to stay on Denver time. He has his own bedroom on the jet.
Oh.
He tries to eat even when he's in Hong Kong.
That makes sense.
Makes sense. Thank you for being here. I love it when you're here.
I love being here. Thank you for having
me. You share so much good stuff. I'll put it all up about the master plan and the new websites.
Yes.
All the good stuff. Our special guest today, kisses. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.